Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter and we're so glad you're here with us today.
And I'm Marie. I'm so excited you can join us today. Our topic for today is entertainment.
And the title of our lesson is Let's Go to the Movies. Let's go to the movies. So what is special about the summer season?
Well, Peter, lots of new and exciting movies come out, and many people will go and see them.
Yeah, I can't believe we get to talk about movies on the show. This is really fun. Okay, let's go to our Read It. Here's Marie for some help.
Rob really likes the summer movie season. He will see a lot of movies between now and August. He likes seeing movies in a theater on a big screen. He likes action movies and animated movies. Alex finally saw the new X-Men movie last night. Jennifer Lawrence is in it. She leads a team to save the world.
Thank you very much, Marie. So, we are talking about movies. This is always great. Yesterday, we talked about Finding Dory, the X-Men movie, and Star Trek Beyond. Our friends are really excited to see some of these movies, and some of them have already seen the movies. It's great to talk about the movie before and after you see it.
Yes, it is. And we are going to continue to learn about this topic. But first, let's go to Christina. She will tell us about our keywords.
Hello, 我们今天讲到暑假的电影季。电影季就是 movie season. 名词 season 就是季节。Rob 说从现在开始一直到八月有很多好电影可以看。从现在到八月之间就是 between now and August. 这个 between 是介系词在什么之间的意思。讲到看电影 ,Rob 特别喜欢到电影院去看大荧幕。荧幕就是 screen. He likes to watch movies on a big screen. Alex 说他昨天晚上终于去看了新的 X-Men, 就是 X 战警的电影了。He finally watched that movie last night.副词 finally 就是终于最后电影中的女主角带领着她的团队拯救了地球动词带领或领导就是 lead She leads a team to save the world
、I love summer
Me too
I like the hot weather and being outside in the sun
So do I butI really like the summer movie season. There are so many good movies to see between now and August.
Summer movies are okay. I'll probably see one or two.
Okay. Summer movies are great. I'll see 10 or 20. Or I may see them all.
I love the summer. I especially liked the summer when I was a student. There is no school, and I love being outside and spending time with friends.
And when the weather is hot, seeing a movie is perfect. And this summer has so many good movies to see.
That's right. Between now and August, there are many good movies to see.Well, between you and me, I think it's time to learn from Christina. Here she is.
介系词 between 是今天学的单字，在什么之间的意思。它最常见的呈现方式就是 between A and B, 在 A 与 B 之间。它可以用在很多方面哦，比如说时间。He works between 9 and 6.他工作的时间是在9点和6点之间。可以用在地点方面。He drives between home and school every day. 他每天在家和学校之间开车来回。 那如果你跟朋友谈事情，谈完之后对他说 This is just between you and me， 表示这件事不要对外张扬，是你我之间的秘密。以上都是 between A and B 这个片语的使用方式。
Thank you, Christina. Now, if something is between two things, then it is in the middle. Rob uses this word to talk about time.
Yes, between now and August. But we can use this for other things, too. The hallway is between the classroom and the bathroom.
So we are talking about summer movies today and yesterday because there is a summer movie season. What is a season, Peter?
A season is an amount of time that happens again and again. Between now and August is the summer movie season, and it will happen again next summer.
Hey, I can think of other seasons of the year, like summer, autumn, winter, and spring.
Well, we know that summer is the hottest season of the year. What is the coldest season of the year?
The coldest season of the year is winter. It can snow a lot, and the weather is very cold.
That's right. My favorite season is autumn. This is when the trees change color.
And my favorite season is spring. In the spring, butterflies come out, and so do the flowers.
Oh, that's beautiful. But the best movies come out in the summer, and that's why we're talking about them. Well, let's see what our friends are up to in this next conversation.
Have you seen many movies this summer, Taylor?
I've seen some, but I want to see more. I want to see Star Trek Beyond as soon as it opens.
Me too. Seeing movies in a theater on a big screen is fun.
And I want to see The Secret Life of Pets. That one looks really funny.
I know. I like animated movies a lot.
Rob asks Taylor about seeing movies. He wants to know if she has seen new movies this summer season.
That's right. He asks, have you seen many movies this summer? Let's talk about this tense, have you seen.
Sometimes, did you see and have you seen can be used. But did you see is for a specific moment.
That's right. The did makes it very specific. And have you seen is not a specific time.
Taylor has seen some movies, but she is really excited about the new Star Trek movie, Star Trek Beyond.
That's right. She is excited. She wants to see it as soon as it opens.
Hey, this is an important grammar sentence. Let's practice. I want to study as soon as I can. I have a big test.
Ooh, you should study as soon as you can. I am hungry. I want to eat as soon as lunch starts. Or, I am tired. I want to sleep as soon as I get home.
Friends, now it's your turn to practice. So Rob and Taylor both like seeing movies on the big screen. This means at the movie theater, right?
Yeah, this is kind of a different way of saying that. But everyone is watching this show and is looking at a screen on the theater.
Yes, they are. Now, Taylor likes this animated movie, The Secret Life of Pets. It is animated because it does not have real animals. They are drawn on computers, like cartoons.
That's right, and that makes it animated. Wow, we learned a lot. I think it's time for us to take a break. Friends, we're going to take a short break right now. Don't go away. Welcome back from the break, everyone. Have you heard of this movie, The Secret Life of Pets?
I have, Peter. It's about what pets do when their owners leave. It looks like a very funny movie. I can't wait to see it.
I've always wondered about what dogs and cats do in our homes when we're not there. That sounds like a fun movie. Well, Conversation C sounds fun too. Let's watch it together.
I finally saw the new X-Men movie last night.
What did you think? Did you like it?
I did. There was a lot of action. And Jennifer Lawrence was really good.
I like her. She's a good actress.
In the movie, she leads a team to save the world.
That sounds exciting.
It was. I may go and see it again.
Cool. Alex finally saw the new X-Men movie last night. When we use the word finally like this, it adds some meaning to the sentence.
Yeah, Alex wanted to see the movie, but it took him longer than he wanted to. Peter, you were talking about going to the beach for so long. Did you finally go?
Oh, yes, I finally went, and it was great. I was wanting to go to the beach for so long, I finally went.
That's great. Well, I am glad that Alex finally saw the movie and liked it. The movie had a lot of action, and he really liked the actress, Jennifer Lawrence.
She is a good actress, and an actress is a woman who is in a movie. An actor is a man in a movie.
That's right. Alex says she leads a team to save the world. Let's learn more about this with Christina.
Alex 说电影里的女主角带领着她的团队拯救了世界。She leads a team to save the world. 动词 lead 是带领、领导的意思。值得一提的是她不规则的动词时态变化。Lead, led, led.我们来试试看造一个过去式的句子。He led the students to win the game last year. 他去年带领学生赢得比赛。现在完成式呢? He has led the team for 15 years. 他已经带领这个队伍15年了。动词三态 lead, led, led. 另外介绍两个类似的字。动词 meet, 会面或相见。动词三态是 meet,met, met. 再一个就是 feed, 喂食东西的意思。它的动词三态是 feed, fed, fed. 所以不规则变化的动词之间有时候还是有些相似的形式，不是吗？
Thank you, Christina. Yes, there are many confusing words in English. The coach leads the team.And if it happens in the past, you say the coach led the team.
Well, now I want to see the X-Men movie, but I think everyone already saw the movie.
Oh, don't worry. Alex really liked the movie. He may see it again.
I may go see it again.
But you haven't seen it. How can you see it again?
Peter...I may go see it again is today's calendar phrase.
I may go see it again.
I may go see it again. 我可能会再看一次。
Did you like the movie Finding Dory?
Yes, I may go see it again.
Did you like X-Men?
Yes.I may go see it again.
Did you like Star Trek Beyond?
Yes, I may go see it again.
I like all those movies too.
You saw them all?
Yes, twice. And I may go see them again.
Ooh!
I may go see it again.
I may go see it again. 我可能会再看一次。
That was such a fun calendar phrase. Let's see it again.
That is a great phrase. But right now, Peter, we need to do something else. We need to review our keywords.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Okay, here's our first keyword of the day. Season. Season. Ron really enjoys basketball season.
Between. Between. What are you doing between now and 5 o'clock?
Screen. Screen. Your TV has a really big screen.
Finally. Finally. Jan finally finished her work at 10 o'clock p.m.
Lead. Lead. Nancy led all the girls into the room. Okay, make sure to practice those key words with your friends. And now we can look at our episode one more time together. Let's watch it.
I love summer.
Me too.
I like the hot weather and being outside in the sun.
So do I. But I really like the summer movie season. There are so many good movies to see between now and August.
Summer movies are okay. I'll probably see one or two.
Okay. Summer movies are great. I'll see 10 or 20. Or I may see them all. Have you seen many movies this summer, Taylor?
I've seen some, but I want to see more. I want to see Star Trek Beyond as soon as it opens.
Me too. Seeing movies in a theater on a big screen is fun.
And I want to see The Secret Life of Pets. That one looks really funny.
I know. I like animated movies a lot.
I finally saw the new X-Men movie last night.
What did you think? Did you like it?
I did. There was a lot of action. And Jennifer Lawrence was really good.
I like her. She's a good actress.
In the movie, she leads a team to save the world.
That sounds exciting.
It was. I may go and see it again.
So, Ginger, did you enjoy the summer movies?
Oh, yeah, Monkey Man. I like them all.
Yeah, me too. Which movie did you like the best?
I liked X-Men best.
Yeah, I liked it too. Would you like to be one of the X-Men?
No, I want to be one of the X-Monkeys.
X-Monkeys?
Yeah, I want to be an X-Monkey on the big screen.
Big screen. The big screen?
Yeah, I want to save the world. How exciting.
How scary.
Yeah, I want to be a big star on the big screen.
Well, Ginger, that is a big dream.
Yeah, I'm going to do it.
I am so glad work is over. Oh, no. No, 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 no.
What's wrong?
Ryan, this room is a mess.
So?
And you're watching TV?
Yes. Hey, Cindy, I will. I just need a second. Just, they, I mean Super Sentence Man.
I am Super Sentence Man, and...
Wow, this room is a mess. You really should clean it up.
I know, but first, I need your help.
Oh, yes, I am here to help you. You need today's super sentence. The super sentence is, I want to do something as soon as something else. You want to say, I want to clean the room as soon as I finish the TV show.
Yes, I want to clean the room as soon as I finish the TV show.
Yes.
But that will take too long.
Oh, that's okay. He did a good job saying a super sentence. Now, can you give me this super sentence in another way?
Sure. I want to eat dessert as soon as I finish dinner.
I want to eat dessert as soon as I finish dinner. Great. Do you have one for me?
I certainly do. I want to talk to you, dear, as soon as Super Sentence Man leaves.
Ooh, I want to talk to you, dear, as soon as Super Sentence Man leaves. Wait, Super Sentence Man, that's me. Oh, sounds like you're in trouble, buddy. He's in trouble. you said a super sentence, both of you. Now, what is it you would like to tell Cindy?
I want to clean my room as soon as I finish the TV show.
Oh, very good. And that is how you use a super sentence. Remember, you two, a super sentence every day will make your English great. I'm going to leave now. Goodbye.
Okay. I'm cleaning.
Okay, friends, thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you had fun talking about all these new movies. I'm really excited to go see some of them. You know, seeing a movie right when it opens in theaters is really exciting. Have you ever done this?
I have, Peter. I remember I went to see a movie. I saw Jurassic Park opening night. It was very exciting. I went with my family, and I ate lots of popcorn.
That sounds fun. I've gone too, and you see the movie at midnight. So when the movie is finished, you feel really tired, but you had a fun time with friends.
That's right, and I hope you guys had a fun time today with us. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.